China's Meteorological Association today blamed global warming for this year's weather extremes, which have led to more than 700 deaths from flooding and left more than 7 million with little access to drinking water. China is not alone, with floods and heat waves currently affecting Africa, Asia and Europe. The intensity and frequency of severe storms and extreme weather events is increasingly evident. As a result, humanitarian agencies such as Red Cross, Red Crescent, have to respond to more and more disasters each year. Madeleine Hellmerner, spokesperson for the IFC, tells us more.
We see two kind of risks in particular. One is the number of extreme events is increasing. So when you may expect in a certain region 1 in 40 years floods, it may become 1 in 5 year flood. So the resilience of people and the resilience of our response system is really being stretched then. The other risk is extreme weather events that have not been known in a certain region, say the 1 in 100 or 1 in 300 year event, where there's been no preparation for it because the risk was not known. We had a hurricane in Brazil 2 years ago, and there were never hurricanes there before. So how can you expect a society to be prepared for these risks?